As you know, the world is heading to Paris in late November, December to ink and sign a new global agreement on climate change. And the governments need an agreement in a draft form that they can actually work on so they can actually sign up to this in Paris in December. So there's been a lot of debate, a lot of discussion, a lot of negotiations going on over the last 12 months, in fact, well before that. And finally, the government's asked the two individuals who are guiding this process to put together a draft climate agreement. And so this is the first one, and this is on the table, and this will be the basis for the next round of negotiations beginning on the 19th of October here at our headquarters in Bonn, Germany.
Obviously, it took a great deal of work to get to this point. What are some of the key elements in the draft?
The key thing is that there is an agreement now before governments. Plus, there are decisions that will support that agreement. You might say the operating system that will make the agreement work. And also, there's a clear package here that outlines the need for building ambition up to pre-2020, because 2020 is when the new agreement will come into effect, when the new agreement will kick in. And we've still got 5 years to go before that happens. And every year that we don't act is more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So part of this package that's put forward today to governments to look at includes revving up that pre-2020 ambition.
And of course, we've heard a great deal about this upcoming meeting in Paris at the end of the year. What are the next steps? You mentioned the negotiations starting in a few weeks. What are our next critical milestones in this process?
Well, there's the formal UN negotiations, yeah, that are taking place in October here in Bonn, and hopefully this agreement that's before the governments and these other packages, other parts of the package, will gain their approval, which will allow us then to move to Paris to finalize everything. But there are big political events in between. I mean, this week, for example, in Lima, in Peru, there's a meeting of the International Monetary Fund, and a lot of focus there will be on how to raise the necessary finance that has been promised to developing countries from developed countries. Developed countries promised $100 billion by 2020 for developing countries to help them get onto the low-carbon path. And so there are these political moments, and there are these negotiation moments as well. So there are many things happening in the run-up to Paris, and, of course, even the G20 coming up, and also heads of state of the Commonwealth will be meeting in November just before Paris. So all these political and all these UN negotiation events are all part of the same landscape, building the confidence, building the trust to make sure that when governments are in Paris, they ink this new agreement and we can start a new chapter in the history of the world.